Valley of Silence by Nora Roberts. To my own circle, friends and family. Good and evil, we know, in the field of this world, grow up together almost inseparably. John Milton. Presume not that I am the thing I was. William Shakespeare. Prologue. There were pictures in the fire, dragons and demons and warriors. The children would see them, as he did. The old man knew the very young, and the very old often saw what others could not, or would not. He had told them much already. His tale had begun with the sorcerer who was called by the goddess Morrigan. Hoyt of the Makini was charged by the gods to travel to other worlds, to other times, and gather an army to stand strong against the vampire queen. The great battle between human and demon would take place on the Sabbath of Samhain, in the Valley of Silence, in the land of guile. He had told them of Hoyt the sorcerer's brother, killed and changed by the wily Lilith, who had existed near 1,000 years as a vampire before making Cian one of her kind. Nearly 1,000 years would pass for Cian before he would join Hoyt and the witch Glenna to make those first links in the Circle of Six. The next links were forged by 2 Gyleans, the Shifter of Shapes and the Scholar who traveled between worlds to gather in those first days. And the last of the circle was joined by the Warrior, a demon hunter of the Makini blood. The tales he had told them were of battles and courage, of death and friendship, and of love. The love that had bloomed between sorcerer and witch, and between the Shifter and the Warrior.